the rest of the story. It is called The Den of Stephen Auction House, Bardstown Road, Louisville, Kentucky. On New Year's Day, 1988, it was the scene of controversy and confusion. Inside, an auction crowd of 400 waited breathlessly for the big item of the day to go on the block. Outside, a pack of protesters hurled invectives, heaping shame on the participants in what they termed an immoral exercise. Well, at the eye of this storm of passion was a painting. Not just a painting, it was an obscenity, an unspeakable commodity which the protesters insisted ought to be burned rather than sold. Among those chanting in the chill were representatives from half a dozen or more community action groups, including the National Lawyers Guild. But their demonstration was in vain. The auction would proceed as scheduled. Artworks of less interest were dispensed with, and then came the big one. The 9x15-inch watercolor that had started all the trouble. A number of those assembled wanted the painting, but none so much as Dr. Don Wright, a well-known local physician, and a much respected one. Respected until now. Anyway, the auction house crackled with excitement as Dr. Wright opened the bidding, mind you, at $25,000. Silence fell like an anvil. Nobody imagined the bidding would start so high. Going once, going twice, but then Barry Martin of Borden, Indiana, placed a higher bid, and the air became alive with intense whispers and anxious anticipation, and Wright bid again, and Martin countered again, but when the smoke had cleared, the Louisville internist was walking away with the controversial painting under his arm. The final bid, $36,000. Well, all those people who had been picketing outside were enraged by the news. Pornographic publications were one thing, they argued. But this, they said, was filth masquerading as art. A dirty picture deserving to be identified as what it was, a dirty picture instead of a work of art. Well, Dr. Wright confessed that he was sympathetic to the protesters, but only to a point. The painting, he insisted, was the work of a genius. And he underscored that sentiment by confiding that he had been prepared to bid as high as $50,000 if he'd had to. Now, the auctioneer, Stephen White, said he was not surprised by all of the fuss, but he added that he had not wanted anyone's feelings hurt. And then he related the painting's history and how this was not the first time that somebody had tried to get rid of it. How when Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany, among Adolf Hitler's first official acts was to round up everything that this one artist had painted and have those paintings destroyed. The watercolor that had just sold for $36,000 was one that the SS had missed. It was not an obscene painting so much as the fact that it had an obscene painter. For you see, the deceptively delicate representation of old Vienna, the placid artwork that made the big noise in Louisville, belies the bedeviled brain of its creator. For its painter was 21-year-old Adolf Hitler himself. And now you know the rest of the story.